Blog Talk Radio.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary Diva Mary Kay.
On the spot, on the grind.
Peace and blessings, my dimes and divas. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000, b.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to We Out Here Wednesdays, each and every Wednesday here on Diva Spot Radio. We showcase another person that's working their business, that's the grind, and, of course, another queen. And today, we're going to have Kenya Shakur, an amazing photographer Northwest over here on the show today. She's going to be talking all about her photography, her photos, her experience, and the type of photos that she loves to take. And it was a privilege to meet her at the out here at a Washington Women's Networking event up on the hilltop. Big shout out to everybody on the hilltop. But I met so many people there, and she was one of the phenomenal women that I met there. And I said, I got to have her on the show. And then I got a chance to check out everything that she has been doing online, all of her beautiful photography. So we're going to have her live in the building. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And you can jump in our chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And take us on the go with the TuneIn app on your phone. All you got to do is download the TuneIn Radio app on your phone and search DivaSpot, and we'll pop right up. We're going to get into some hot music. Y'all make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and at Diva Radio. Let's get into, I got so many independent artists and I love them all. And you guys know me, it's hard for me to pick an artist to play on the show, because if I could play them all, I would. But we're going to get into Majesty with Ain't Stupid. She is another amazing Northwest artist out here, and she's repping Tacona. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We on the spot and we on the grind.
You know, way more than you show. And sometimes that's just the best way to go. Because it's not like they even listen. Just view you with threat and competition. So just use your vision, baby. They can see what they're missing, baby. Part of the system, degrading class of people that came before slavery. Your kings and queens, your history, your everything. They wanna hide the truth, you ain't stupid. They can lie as long as you see through it. They want you to act stupid, but you don't know, cause you know, and that's when they start shooting, if they know how, please don't know, and that's why it's been proven, like they above the law. Like there ain't consequences to hit it raw. Treat you as though they have no regard. Like your life is nothing more than a pawn. More than a song, it's a fuck you to the system. They want you dead or locked up in prison. I can't stand that shit, so wanna be the one to stand against it. If you really want a revolution, you gotta be the one to have some courage. I know, yeah, you're beautiful. Your mind is there to go. Tell you any different now. They want you to act stupid, but you don't know. Cause you know, and that's when they start shooting. You say no, no, please don't know. And that's why it's been proven. The law's broke, it's all wrong. So what can we do?
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Welcome back, y'all. This is the girl Majesty right there with Ain't Stupid. Make sure you check her out on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation. That's Majesty. She is definitely doing her thing, and I love her music. It comes with a message. But you guys, without further ado, I want to bring in my special guest. She is an amazing queen. She has an amazing eye. Art and for photography, and I'm just so proud to have her to the show. And you guys, make sure you check her website out at www.kenyashakur.com and go to the Facebook page. All you gotta do is pull up Facebook and put in Kenya Shakur photo. Again, that's Kenya Shakur photo, and you will see all the beautiful art and pieces that she have. But Kenya, welcome to Diva Spot. I'm so glad to have you. Give that woman a intro. Kenya, thank you for coming through. How you doing, Queen?
Yes, I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, man. First of all, round of applause. Pictures that you take of queens and the light that you take them in. And for people that don't know who you are and haven't got a chance to check you out yet, tell them a little bit about yourself and where they can find your artwork at.
Yeah, my name is Kenya Shakur. I am born and raised in Tacoma, Washington, and I'm a Tacoma-based photographer. I do portraits, and I mainly focus on photographing Black female subjects. You can find my work online at kenyashakur.com. That's KenyaShakur.com. I'm also on Facebook at Kenya Shakur Photo. I'm also on Instagram at Kenya Shakur.
Awesome. So, Kenya, how did the passion start for photo, for photography?
I guess I'd always been into creative stuff, but kind of stepped away from it to pursue other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I had saved up for a camera, and I went on vacation, and I started taking travel photos. And I came back and I was like, wow, I want to start taking portraits. So I started, you know, photographing people that I knew and my friends and practicing on my family and that kind of stuff. And eventually I got to the point where I felt comfortable enough to share my photos online. And it was cool, the feedback that I was getting and that kind of stuff. And so it just expanded from there, from something that I was just doing as a hobby to now being a business and a creative outlet. And it's been great. I use it as a tool to empower other women and to paint Black women in a positive light.
And Lord knows we need more Black women being painted in a positive light. So we thank you for that. And I see that you got my queen, Marion, on one of your photos, and I said, wow, that's amazing. She is an amazing
person. Miriam is great. Mm-hmm.
Miriam is an amazing queen. She's another phenomenal person. So it was just super awesome to see that we knew somebody within the same network. And her photo, her photo was beautiful. And where did you take it at? Where were you guys at?
So I was with Miriam, and we were at Umoja Fest this year, which is an annual festival that takes place in Seattle. Umoja mm-hmm. means unity. And so it was a black festival up in Seattle, and we ended up going together, and I was just taking some portraits of people at the event, and I took a photo of Miriam.
What was the photo that you took that you said, you know what, this photo is the one that I'm convinced and I'm confident and I'm sure mm-hmm. that I can take this to a professional level and become a professional photographer and become a business.
I think I've had that experience a couple of times, but most recently, I think the photo that I have as the cover for the interview, the one with the dark skin model and she has on glasses,
yes,
with a scarf in the background. I love that picture so much. It's a really cool experience when you take a photo and you're like, whoa, I can't believe I took that. And so it was great. I was, you know, that's something that I think I would see in a magazine. So for me to take that photo and to be a part of that and facilitate that process and all that kind of stuff felt really good.
So what did you do? What was your work? You know, what was your profession before you decided to start photography and become a business owner?
Yeah, so I'm pretty young. I'm 21. I'm still, like, navigating my place in the world and all of that. I guess I've just kind of worked randomly here and there and kind of just have always wanted to be an entrepreneur and, like, own my own business and that sort of thing. And my photography business is kind of a stepping stone for other things that I have that I'm presently working on. And so, yeah, it's kind of been my first kind of professional endeavor is my photography business.
I love that. I love the fact that you are so young now at 21 and you're already working your passion and your vision and turned it into, you know, a business. And I really believe, because I'm originally from New Jersey, I have been living over here on the Northwest. It's really been great. Washington is a great state. And, you know, it's just so much opportunities and a lot of, you know, independent business owners really starting here. Amazon, you know, for example, Amazon started here, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Microsoft started over here too, along that way, something like that. But
yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, they started here and started these businesses, and it's like, it's really great for booming. So how was the transition of business, registering your business, getting your sole proprietor LLC, or, you know, how was that transition from you with going and filling out your paperwork to turn it into a business? Was it an easy process here, or was it a little bit difficult and kind of confusing as you being fairly young?
I think whenever you kind of do any kind of paperwork, you're kind of afraid, you know. Well, not afraid, but it's just when you do anything new, you're kind of, you don't know what you don't know, right? So I think that's important to look to people who have, you know, already done it. I'm fortunate enough to have my dad. My dad's also a business owner, so he kind of walked me through the process. And so it wasn't a difficult process at all for me. But at the end, it was just very empowering to say, oh, I have this business on paper. So that's really cool.
I love it. What a way to present yourself as a young, you know, African-American queen and having your own vision, having your own brand, marketing yourself, and then having the support of your father. I think that's very important. You know, we need to have a family member like that or someone close to us to help us walk along the way to starting businesses, because a lot of people say, oh, there's not enough jobs. Well, there's not enough business owners. So, you know, big round of applause to your father. Big shout out to your dad. We are very happy. You know, I'm always happy to hear when you have people supporting the dream and that turn into a passion and it turn into a business for you, because just about, you know, what you can do in the near future. And that's my next question. What does, you know, Kenya Couture photos or photography look like in 5 years for you?
That's a really good question. I think a lot of times people are always looking for someone to like put them on, and that's like kind of the saying, like, oh, like I'm trying to get put on, you know, which is essentially like I want someone to give me a big opportunity. And what I've been saying like out loud or writing down is like, I'm gonna put myself on. And so instead of, you know, waiting for like my big break or big opportunity, I'm gonna put myself in a position to, you know, what are other ways I can monetize my photography, right? Like if I have this skill set, then I could start a clothing line. I can, you know, create multiple sources of income based on the skill set that I already have. And so what I try to do is kind of look internally and not always be focused on the outside to provide me with success.
And I'm glad that you said you're looking. That will be my next question. What makes your photography, you know, there's lots of photographers over here in Washington, period. You know, and what makes your photography and your vision more unique or different from the other photographers that's out here? What would make yours stand out?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. I would say one, it's intent. I have like an overarching idea of what I want to accomplish with my photography, right? Mm-hmm. One, it's the photos are not hypersexual, and it's photographing the beauty of Black women, you know, with all of their clothes on, if that's how they desire to be photographed. So there's always that option. I think with a lot of photographers, or too often, the photos rely on the woman being, you know, not clothed. And
yeah,
so
the sex sells in certain industries. Yeah, they want more popularity.
Definitely. And so that's not what my photos are about. So one, intent. Two, I would say attention to detail. I'm very like methodical about the photos that I take and the colors that you see and like contrasting colors and the tones and what's in the shot, what's not in the shot. And I think that's very apparent. It's very clean. And lastly, I would say feel. When you look at the photos, it invokes a sense of feeling. Like you're wondering, you want to know more about the shot. Why does the model look this way? Why is she posed this way? And it kind of just draws you in. That's what I say separates my photography from other people's work.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. I got Kenya Shakur live in the building with me. Make sure y'all call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Where's my lips today? I don't know what's going on. I've been saying this call-in number for years. Goodness gracious. We need to take a music break because Diva got to get herself together. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio, at Diva Ebony B. Let's get into some Slay Stone right here with Young Black and Gold.
I hope the words will reach her, let history be the teacher. don't influence me, bruh.
No, I sing from intelligence to make them a conscious of what has been done to my people around the world. It helps to change the world.
Hate, love, pain, blood, it's everything I know I gave a life. Cold sweat, deep breath, if I lose it all and I don't want it back, I don't need it back. I don't want it back. Where I'm from won't be long till I'm gone. I'm finished first, I'm done rehearsing.
Radio on the spot, on the grind.
I'm definitely love that win, acapella. I got my special guest live in the building with me. Kenya Shakur is here. Extraordinary photographer. I'm just awesome. I'm just so blessed to have you here. And Kenya, my question is to you is, what music, is there music to listen to when you're getting in your groove to do your photo shoots, or is it just energy? What, how do you get into the groove to take these amazing pictures?
Well, that's a good question. I listen to a lot of like soul music, and I like going to the record store and looking at old vinyl covers. So I guess it's a wide range of stuff. I really like like Miles Davis, and Erykah Badu, and Curtis Mayfield, and just like a wide range of soul music. Yeah, I think that all art is connected, so anything that, you know, makes me feel.
And just give you, so what did you think about that record that I just played?
That was nice.
That's Jarrell Perry. I actually found him by mistake on Reverb Nation. I would just listen to some independent artists. Found him by mistake, and I was listening to another song that he had, and all of a sudden the player kept going, and I heard this, and I was like, wow. And just to hear it in my headphones in the studio was totally different from hearing, but it was just amazing. And I thought, you know, the Wynn Acapella was awesome. Now, speaking of the Wynn Acapella, how do you stay positive in negative situations? Like, everybody got haters. I know you got some haters. I know you just got some people that you're like, you know what, I just can't deal. How do you keep yourself motivated and keep your energy, you know, pure and up to continue to do what you're doing?
I don't really interact with, like, that many negative people, to be honest. So I guess what negativity I encounter or what I perceive is when I'm not getting the reaction that I want when I share my work. And I, I guess, you know, it hasn't been, like, received as well as I want it to. And I'm that kind of, you know, you feel that, right? And so what I do is I try to, like, you know, you share it with the world, and, like, you know what your intent behind it is. And so I guess just staying positive and, like, being determined that it will reach the right people when it's time, you know. And knowing that there's more positive, I get more positive feedback than negative. Or sometimes people will say, like, oh, you're a photographer too? And I'll go, yeah, but, like, look at my work, you know. So that's how I deal with that.
I think that's something that here in Washington, you know, is anybody, you know, they always tell somebody doing something unique in their own way, you know. And I love that that's what you keep about you that's standing out, is I'm very unique, I'm very organic, you know. And the Washington Women event that I met you at, you know, what did you take from that event, and how did you hear about it?
That event was amazing. My word for this year has been, like, sisterhood. And in the past, I've been, like, very introverted, and so I'm really made a conscious effort to step out of my shell this year. And I try to do that just on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, going places and putting myself out there. And a friend of mine had told me about the event and had connected me with the organizer of the event and said, wow, I think you two should connect for this event. And so that was really, the event was amazing. I met so many phenomenal women, and everyone was just very genuine and sincerely interested in what everyone had going on. So I was, I'm grateful to have attended the event.
I think you took some amazing photos. I can't wait to see them when you post them up or whenever you feel like, well, but I think you took some amazing photos, because I was watching you a little bit, and I was like, she is focused on what she needed to do and catching this shot and catching all this effin and this melanin.
Right.
And it was like you were not letting a moment pass, and I love that. So going towards in the near future, do you have any upcoming events that you're doing, or any type of projects that you're working on that you're looking for models to check out? And you guys, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio. It's We Out Here Wednesdays. I got Kenya Shakur, photographer, live in the building. Make sure y'all check her out on Facebook at Kenya Shakur Photos. Again, it's Kenya Shakur Photos. Make sure y'all check her out. But Kenya, do you have any upcoming events or projects that you're working on right now?
Yeah, I'm working on a photo series right now that I collaborated with some other dope Tacoma artists.
Okay.
And we're going to be having a big reveal, an art show for that. So details will be coming soon. But in the meantime, you can follow my Facebook photography page. So when that does come around, you'll be updated. And my Facebook is Kenya Shakur Photo.
Thank you, Kenya, so much for coming to We Out Here Wednesdays. You guys, make sure you check out my girl. I mean, I'm just amazed, and I'm looking forward to doing more and getting exclusives. Like, when you guys do the release date, we would love to support you in any way we can with any media outlets and you know, just getting the tea on everything that you got going. And I know I'll be linking up with you soon because I got an anniversary next month. So you got to stay tuned. Mm-hmm. All my listeners, y'all stay tuned, honey. Is about to get dipped and flipped with Kenya, honey, the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
You got any shout out, Kenya, you want to give, or any people you want to show some love to?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out Ashley Jackson of the Fearless Actress. I'd also like to shout out Ricky German and his business partner, Dimitri.
Well, you heard it here first. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You make sure you call us up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And press the one button to be heard. I'm about to hit y'all with some more hot independent music right here on this Wednesday. It's hump day, but we are making it through. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio, at Diva Ebony B. I'm going to come on in and hit y'all with some Jermaine Raleigh with a couple drinks. Let's go.
Yeah. Tell your message, babe. I'm on my way. Weakness. Yeah.
Send it. What we had to talk about was serious. Want to get everything off your chest. That's looking like a lie to me. Rushed out. Thinking it was out. Did I know? I got it twisted thinking you were sober. I'm just another victim. Drunk texting. Blaming on the alcohol, babe. Cause at the time you were intoxicated. Either way, I'm not complaining. Might as well deal with the problem at hand. Cause you need me. Yes, you do. You miss your boo. Had a couple drinks, now you're telling the truth. Might as well deal with the problem at hand. Cause you need it. Yes, you do. You miss your boo. Had a couple drinks, now you're telling the truth. You can't even lie to me. The alcohol has got you ready. What was I supposed to think? Soon as I step in the door, it's what you've been waiting for. It's clear you've had a couple drinks. You said that you needed help getting in the bed. Don't even try to be a genius, really. That's looking like a lie to me.
Look at you,
kinda tipsy. Put down the bottle, don't you let your nip slip. Don't you get me started, cause I'm trying to resist being another victim. Drunk texting, blaming on the alcohol, babe. Cause at the time you were intoxicated. Either way, I'm not complaining. Might as well deal with the problem at hand. Cause you need me, yes you do. You miss your boo. Had a couple drinks, now you're telling the truth. Might as well deal with the problem at hand. Cause you need it, yes you do. You miss your boo. Had a couple drinks, now you're telling the truth. You can't even lie to me. The alcohol has got you ready. What was I supposed to think? Soon as I step in the door, it's what you've been waiting for.
This what you've been waiting for.
Had a couple drinks.
You know what you're doing. You know exactly why you text me that shit.
What was I supposed to think? Soon as I step in the door, that's what you've been waiting for. Said you've had a couple drinks. You can't even lie to me. The alcohol has got you ready. What was I supposed to think? Soon as I step in the door, that's what you've been waiting for. Said you've had a couple drinks.
Welcome to Diva's Palace. 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 Your to that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You listen to me,
did I break your concentration?
Entertainment.
God, don't let me get into a ball.
other than yourself. I'm still insecure with your status and your wealth. Opinions set me free. I don't have the front, I can just be me. How many times must I write to be nice? And how many times must my heart pay the price? Not the one to be soft spoken, I'm already broken. Not the one to be awestruck, the shit out of luck. Might be known for 10 seconds, I might reckon you. Thoughts of platinum, I have thoughts of soul. Reaching within, so what's your ultimate goal? To be the pedestal or the statue? To be the one who stands or the one who gets at you? I'm just feeling my way through the stress and the strife. Feeling my way through the struggles in my life. You can't feel my way, yo, that's your right. But I'ma stand up till there's no more fight. So I'm feeling my way through the jungle of the street. Feeling my way through my thought reality. Feeling this way is just a matter of time.
The government's rule in the back of my mind. Maintain my sanity, cause I refuse to be blind by the lies of society and most of mankind. Let's be spread throughout the land for a very long time. Exposing fake snakes, whom a person disease. Being famished in knowledge means extreme scarcity. In these troublous times, I educate every other. Instead of keeping my sisters down and killing my brothers. Life's not black and white, I live my life in full color. Turning contrast up, leaving life a little fuller. Defeat the imperfections and the evils of self. Thus maintain a higher learning and a prosperous health. It's my secret to life, as believing is achieving. I'm telling you the truth, no reasons to be deceiving. You can hear it in my heart, then feel it in my breathing. At times I need some healing, you're my keeper, how you feeling?
Feeling my way through the stress and the strife. Feeling my way through the struggles in my life. You can't feel my way, yo, that's your right. But I'ma stand up till there's no more fight.
It's black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with us, where I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight?
I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down to fall because I thought you did me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess. I confess under stress, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
I ain't no quitter, babe.
No quitter, babe.
And I've been down to fall these years. I thought you did me, babe.
Oh.
I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
Oh, baby, oh, tell me who's gonna love.
educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, won't you do some? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, won't you do some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
What would I do
if I could feel
180 music?
Turn your life around.
No lie, that pistol had me feeling managed. Meanwhile, mama's boyfriend trying to take advantage. My little sister in the room playing with a cabbage.
Come on,
patch doll, I'm on the block trying to get this cabbage. Yes, y'all, I see dreams turn to fantasy. 10 years later, but I still got my sanity. I read the book, so I know it's all vanity. They talking sour when they sweeter than a cavity. Can it be that he left me at an early age? But he was just a teenager in a dirty game. In high school, when my beeper hit like 30 pages, I gotta meet what's the name behind the IGA. 3 for the 50, bet you Joy make him fat though. On X Street, tell Kirk I'm at the back, no. I promise you the popo line, they ain't fighting fair. The prosecutor called the witness, wasn't even there. So prepared in this life on my role models. Taught me how to turn up and pop more bottles. I heard the record companies front the private jails. They say they ain't really with it, but you might as well. They like a subboy, the state love that fat money. He say he one of us, but who signs your check, dummy? Tell me, empty mama, why they making fun of me? Slave mentality, I feel at home in custody. Booking rooms with the crooks and goons. It's like a poor man's tomb, but they waiting on doom. Me, I'm waiting on the groom. I know he's coming back. And watch a bus through the line like a running back. It's a bird, it's a plane. Take a look in the sky. It's my Lord, it's my Savior, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, the devil is a lie, so it's no surprise that he could transform himself into an angel of light. What?
Across the river Jordan, in a pair of hands. Called me out of the darkness into a marvelous light.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of
hands. And Lord, you said that no weapon formed against me would prosper.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan.
Every tongue that rose against me in judgment, I would condemn.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. And my man came over in a pair of Air Forces. No lie, that Fetty had me feeling Donald Trump. The task force came, but now we're brother bankrupt. I'm getting older, Lord, renew my strength like Caleb. I need a fresh touch, change my name like Jacob. A coat of many colors, Joseph in a violent pit. I'm in a foreign land, Daniel in the lion's den. Flashback courtroom, mama crying in. It's a revolving door, some brothers like to try again. I heard the homies back at again, high again. His kids are growing up and ain't nobody eyeing them. They on the block with the hustler and the rider miss. Mama on them pills and I ain't talking vitamins. Meanwhile, I'm lusting fame and a fast car. I got it in my head that I could be a rap star. I'm on the block rushing lanes like a track star. Until the DA tried to hit me with a fastball. I'm on my face in my cell praying every day. Cause 20 years upstate, boy, it ain't a game. I'm on my face in my cell praying every day. Cause 20 years upstate, boy, it ain't a game.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan.
Lord, you said in all these things we are more than conquerors.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan.
And all the promises of God are yes and amen.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan.
And that you would complete the work that you started in.
I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. And my man came over in a pair of Air Forces.
So the bottom line is, if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Come on. Just. Yo. Yo. I said I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. I said I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordan. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans. I crossed the river Jordan in a pair of Air Jordans, and my girl came over in a pair of Air Forces.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Tonight.
Pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rock.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air.
Hit the toe so clear.
I look out. Second bag for the hustlers.
Hustlers.
Gangsters.
Gangsters.
Bad bitches in your ass, yes, friends. I cannot preach.
Uh-oh.
I cannot preach.
Uh-oh.
I gotta show them how I'm pimp. Get it in.
First,
take your sip.
Sip.
Do your dip.
Dip.
Spend your money like
money ain't sure.
Ooh, ooh.
Way too fresh.
Got to blame it on Jesus.
Hashtag blessed.
They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. What y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do? 24 karat magic in the
Wednesday show with Diva Ebony B, aka Queen 1000. I want to give another big shout out to my special guest, Kenya Shakur. Make sure y'all go check her out on Facebook, Kenya Shakur. That's KENYASHAKOOR photos. Kenya Shakur photos on Facebook, and make sure you book her. And when you do book her, tell her that Diva sent you. Not trying to get that hook up. Not trying to get that discount, right? Well, you guys keep God first, family second, and career third. We out here Wednesdays, each and every Wednesdays, 3 p.m. on the West, 6 p.m. on the East, where we showcase and promote nothing but hot business owners and like-minded people. I'm about to get out of here. One, y'all.